Hey, everybody, it's in the Charlie Kirk Show that we are living through a population collapse, a civilizational collapse. America hits a new record, and it's not a good one. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. And become a member today. Use promo code NEWMEMBER to get a couple months off. That is members.charliekirk.com for the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We have now set a new record. We've been warning about this. Elon Musk has been warning about this. But we have a new low. A record low. This, by definition, is civilizational ending. If this does not get addressed or fixed, there is no way to keep a civilization going. What am I talking about here? U.S. fertility rate has dropped to its lowest level ever. It is now 1.6 children per woman in 2023. It is the lowest figure in American history. America had fewer children born last year than in 1980, when we had 100 million fewer people. Some of this is related to the destruction of the middle class. It is harder than ever for people to afford to have more kids. And Biden has accelerated that trend. But it didn't start with Biden. America is in a cultural death spiral. People have been sold a life script that emphasizes things that are not about having families. The life script is very simple. The life script includes extending adolescence and aimless hedonism. Women have been told that they can have it all by not worrying about marriage or family until they're 35 or even 40, or just to have it all by not having a family at all. Our leaders, meanwhile, treat Americans as fungible economic units and think that it's far easier to replace the current generation with foreign migrants. Essentially, let the Nicaraguans have kids than to put in the effort of having and raising their own children. The future belongs to the people who show up for it. An America without children is an America without a future. A country needs 2.1 kids per woman to keep itself going. Countries that fall below that will lose people. America is better than most Western countries, but we're still falling. Our population is only growing because of the Great Replacement. The amount of dateable men is diminishing by the day. NYU Stern college professor, who was on MSNBC, who's going to be joining us later this week, said the exact same thing. Women do not want to marry anymore. Men cannot find women suitable to their liking. Men are afraid to date women because they'll be called as if they're engaging in rape culture or they're toxically masculine. This is an economic issue, but even more so, it is a moral and a cultural one. We have damaged marriage. We've undermined the norm of having a family. I know many young people that are married, they say, why have kids? I'd rather have freedom. Because we have played into this idea that you get to decide everything that's right for you. Not an idea of you have a duty or an obligation to have children, to continue the species, literally. And this is also why we have the most depressed, suicidal, obese, alcohol-addicted, and drug-addicted generation in history. We have a generation that is shedding their attachment to traditional norms. But remember, this is even more scary on the political side. If you do not have strong nuclear families, then you're going to have a massive government. A strong nuclear family is a threat to the New World Order, to globalist ambitions, and to the administrative state. When you have a generation of 32-year-old young ladies who are single, who have graduated from college, have successful corporate careers, and lots of cats, they're bitter and miserable. Families make you happier. Children make you more joyful. Getting married is a gift from the Lord. We have demonized and contaminated those cultural norms because they're patriarchal or they're systemically racist. And now we're in a set of conditions where the numbers are in the lowest birth rates in American history. Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gained this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, a probably most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com. Joining us now is a great American patriot who hopefully will become the next attorney general in Missouri. I'm going to get Donald Trump to endorse this guy because he's doing a lot for Donald Trump. Former federal prosecutor. He's on Trump's legal team, candidate for the Missouri Attorney General office, and is an all-around great person who I've known for quite some time. Will Scharf. Will, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you, Charlie. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Will, let's get into this. It's really difficult to track all of the coming and going of this trial. First of all, it is not televised, so we have to kind of take everyone's bits and pieces and reporting from it. But walk us through, or let's break down the oral arguments last week. I was hearing that this was an uphill battle, but it surprised folks that we might eke out a narrow SCOTUS ruling. Let's start with that one in particular, the immunity, and then we'll get to the New York legal case.
Yeah, so last Thursday, we were at the U.S. Supreme Court arguing over presidential immunity. We've argued that in this D.C. prosecution against President Trump, that he should have absolute immunity for his official acts in office, not for private conduct, but for acts that fall within the legal term is the outer perimeter of his official responsibilities. We believe that you can't charge a president criminally for those unless he's first impeached and convicted by the House and Senate. We believe that follows naturally from the Constitution, from hundreds of years of case law and practice, et cetera. When we first filed that motion last fall, all the liberal media and the legal commentators and professors said that we had no chance, that this was time wasting, that this was garbage. We got to the U.S. Supreme Court last week, and it looks like they're more on our side than they are against it. We thought we had a great argument. We thought it went really well for us. And there was a massive liberal freakout almost as soon as we left the Supreme Court building, which we also took as a very good sign. So that's a big win. If we can get large parts of that D.C. indictment struck away as acts for which President Trump had immunity, it becomes tougher and tougher to see, one, how that case can proceed at all, and two, certainly how that case can proceed to trial before the election, which is obviously very important to President Trump and his campaign.
So Will, let me ask, the oral argument seemed fine, but there's a chance they do a narrow ruling here. And this is basically the idea, can a president be held criminally for official actions? What separates official actions from private ones?
So a private act would be something like the president shooting somebody dead or taking a bribe. Those are acts that a president is engaging in his capacity as a private individual. Ulysses S. Grant, for example, when he was president, was involved in an underground illegal carriage racing ring in Washington, D.C., and was ticketed and prosecuted for basically speeding in a horse-drawn carriage. Those are private acts. What we're talking about here is official conduct. So some of the acts that underlie President Trump's indictment in Washington, D.C. are things like asking the Department of Justice to investigate election fraud, calling members of Congress and talking to them about election fraud, considering replacing the acting attorney general. These are quintessential presidential acts engaged in deriving out of the president's constitutional obligations and powers. For those acts, we believe that unless a president is first impeached and convicted, he can't be criminally prosecuted. And it's worth noting that in 1982, in Nixon v. Fitzgerald, the Supreme Court held that for exactly those sorts of acts, for acts that fall within the outer perimeter of a president's official responsibilities, a president cannot be sued, cannot be brought into court on a civil claim. So all we're asking really is an expansion of that existing civil doctrine into the criminal context. And again, we thought our arguments were very strong and we thought they were very well received by the court.
Debt, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest rate credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. With Pivotal Debt Solutions, you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so you owe less, stop these threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line is they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first to talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can get you out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That is zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. So let's transition to the New York case. It's a day off of court. First of all, why is the court off today?
Yeah, I was talking with your producer before. I'm actually not entirely sure. Usually it's Wednesdays are our off days. So there may have been a court conflict there. I'm not entirely sure. But we'll be back in trial tomorrow. And, you know, we expect to proceed with more witness testimony. And I think we'll have another couple weeks of that and then get into closing arguments.
So just break down the play-by-play of last week. What occurred? What were the major developments?
So we had opening arguments, which I thought went very well for our side. Todd Blanche, the key attorney, the lead trial attorney for President Trump in that case, laid out, I think, very persuasively that there was absolutely no crime here, that President Trump did nothing wrong. What President Trump has been indicted for is business records violations. They're saying that entries in his personal ledger were inaccurate, basically. Those entries recorded payments to Michael Cohen, who is one of President Trump's lawyers, as legal retainer payments. Todd Blanche pointed out first that that's an accurate account of what these payments were. And second, that those recordings weren't made by President Trump. They were actually made by a woman named Deb, a Trump Organization employee working in New York while President Trump was off in the White House. And there's really no evidence, or we don't believe the evidence will show, that President Trump had anything to do with making those entries in his personal ledger. So just at a very basic level, there isn't the evidence to convict President Trump of the charges in this case because he didn't do anything wrong. And I think so far the witness testimony has borne that out. I can't comment on individual witnesses because of the unconstitutional gag order that we're working under. But basically, the prosecution is engaging in a smoke and mirrors deception campaign, a distraction campaign. They're trying to throw up all this sort of sex, drugs, and rock and roll type stuff, years old allegations that really have nothing to do with the charges here. I think to sort of pollute in the jury's mind what this case is really about. This case is about the accuracy of business records. And as long as those business records were accurate, which we believe they were, there is no case. End of story. Trump should be acquitted.
So I want to just understand, though, what is the crime? Because they say they did this to cover up the crime of which they cannot articulate. Have they explained that yet?
So under New York law, it is a misdemeanor offense to have these sorts of business records violations. Now, if the reason for those business records violations, if the reason was to cover up another crime, that can escalate that, you know, relatively minor misdemeanor into a felony offense. What the prosecution's theory seems to be, and we've tried to pin them down at a number of stages of this litigation, and they seem to have a number of different theories, but their basic theory seems to be that these business records violations occurred in order to cover up election fraud, that these payments were actually disguised campaign contributions or campaign expenditures in violation of either federal election law or a New York conspiracy law relating to elections, and that therefore these business records violations were actually felony offenses. That's the case as it was laid out in the prosecution's opening argument, that under a New York law that penalizes essentially depriving a rightful winner of their election, that's their predicate felony here. I don't think that case has any water. I don't think the prosecution
has this ever happened, Will. Sorry to interrupt. We're short on time. Ever.
Totally unprecedented. Never been charged this way before. In the history of the state of New York, these laws have never, ever been used in this way before.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile's been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of the show, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching quite easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find their best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. I love Patriot Mobile. Glenn is amazing. I was just hanging out with him in Scottsdale. Great guy, great American, really terrific what they're doing. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. That is PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. These protests are ongoing. There's some riots some places. There are occupations in other places. Your take on the Hamas movement that is engulfing American college campuses?
Yeah, look, it's absolutely terrifying. We've allowed fifth columnists into our country, foreigners, both illegal immigrants and these college students on foreign student visas, who hate America. And they have allied with American leftist students who also hate America. And they are hell-bent on destroying America and the West. And they're weaponizing this Israel-Hamas conflict to do what they do best, which is disrupt culture, disrupt society, and throw stuff at police officers. The answer is very simple. They should be arrested. They should be expelled from their schools. They should be held accountable for their acts. That's how civil disobedience throughout American history has been treated and dealt with. And that's the answer. And these weak-kneed college administrators and local prosecutors and local politicians who aren't willing to do what's necessary are going to end up getting us all killed. I mean, it's just insane to me that there isn't more of an impetus for action, with a few notable exceptions, like at Texas A&M and at the University of Florida. But the fact that you have, you know, the campuses of major American universities being occupied by pro-terrorist shills is just insane to me.
Will, are you seeing a change in the Jewish community as far as their allegiance or attachment to the radical elements of the Democrat Party?
Yeah, I'll make a prediction here. Donald Trump is going to be the first Republican candidate to win the Jewish vote in modern American history. And it's going to be because of how anti-Semitic, not just anti-Israel, but anti-Semitic the left has become. I think that's, people are going to call me crazy, but I think that's absolutely what's going to happen this cycle. I think Jews across America are waking up to the fact that the left is not their friend, that the left hates them, and that the left does not see a place for them in American society. And I think it's going to fundamentally realign Jewish opinion in America. I mean, when Jewish students can't walk safely across their own college campuses, not protest, but just literally walk safely across their college campuses, when they're having swastikas carved in their doors, This is a red pill moment for the American Jewish community. It's been a long time in coming. I'm sorry that this has had to happen to get us there, but I'm also thankful that I believe Jews across America are waking up to the threat that the radical left poses to this country.
Will, that would be a huge deal. And I know a lot of people are pulling their gifts and their donations from these universities. Can you just get some context and detail? Who are funding this infrastructure on campuses? One takeaway, if you look at the pictures from the West Coast to Harvard, they all have the same tents. They're brand new green tents. You're trying to tell me that the students on the West in UCLA have the same tent company? There's some NGO that is behind this. Who is it?
Yeah. Well, look, it's Students for Justice in Palestine is one of the big ones. It's AMP, American Muslims for Palestine. Those are two of the key coordinating arms of all of this stuff. The key people involved in both of those groups have close ties to Hamas and to the Muslim Brotherhood. American Muslims for Palestine, one of their key operatives is Salah Sarsour, Linda Sarsour's cousin, who's been one of the Muslim Brotherhood's key fixers in America for several decades now. And these groups are being funded by the same left-wing dark money groups that we talk about all the time, by George Soros, by Arabella Advisors, by the Tides Foundation. The same people causing the crisis at the border are causing this crisis on our campuses and on our streets. We need to investigate them. We need to hold them accountable. And we need to name names and just stop this insanity before it destroys the country.
I completely agree. Will, mention your race, Missouri. How's that going? I want to come out and help you. What's going on with your race?
We'd love to get you in state, Charlie. You have a massive following here. As you saw when you were down in Springfield just a couple months ago, that was an incredible event at Missouri State. Look, our race is about taking on the political establishment in this state. And what we've heard from grassroots conservatives across the state is that they are sick and tired of business as usual in Jefferson City, the same way they're sick and tired of business as usual in Washington, D.C. I think 2024 is going to be a great awakening for grassroots conservatives across the country. And we're seeing that on the ground in Missouri. We think our race is going really well. Our primary's on August 6th. We think we're going to win. And yeah, I just couldn't be happier about how it's going.
Will, you're doing a great job. Everyone support Will. Is there a website that they can go to for your attorney general's race?
You can find us online at votesharf.com. And you can find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Truth Social, all at Will Scharf.
Love it. Will, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.